And welcome to In the Moment. Again, I'm Steve Swemke filling in for Lori Walsh today. You'll have plenty of opportunities to see our first guest live this summer. Cole Allen plays at Biggs Bar in Sioux Falls tonight. Tomorrow night, Allen and his band play at the Silver Spur in Fort Pierre. He also appears at Jazz Fest in July as part of Sina Earhart's band. And the Cole Allen Band heads to Sturgis for a couple of nights this August. Or you can take in one of their dozens of shows this summer, scheduled throughout Minnesota and Wisconsin. Born and raised in Minneapolis, Cole Allen is a gifted blues guitarist fronting his own band and as Sina Earhart's guitarist. As a songwriter and vocalist, he also has the gift of being able to tap into the hearts of his listeners. Kevin O'Rourke of Blues Rock Review writes, Cole should quickly become one of the leading young guns in blues rock, and we should all be keeping an ear on him. And we're able to do that this morning as Cole Allen has joined us in our Sioux Falls studio. Cole, welcome to In the Moment and Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you here. Sioux Falls, it seems, is kind of like getting to be a home away from home for you, the number of times Sina Earhart plays in town.
Yeah, absolutely. We love coming to Sioux Falls. We take every opportunity we get to come here.
Now, you drove in from Rochester this morning. You got up early just to do this. How was the drive in?
It was a good drive. Uneventful. So good.
Yeah. Probably better to drive in the morning today. It sounds like it's supposed to be pretty warm out later this afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as we said in our open, you're really busy this summer, both with your own band, the Cole Allen Band, and also with Sina Earhart's band. Just talk about the schedule you have. It looks like it's a pretty hectic summer for you.
God, yeah, it's pretty nuts right now, but that's a good thing. It's awesome. Summers are always when it's the craziest, and so we have a lot of fun in the summer. I have a lot of different things scheduled between my band and Sina's band, and then we do a lot of shows as a duo, and then I have a lot of solo acoustic stuff also on the books, so yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I really enjoy going online and watching your guitar work on the electric when you're playing in Sina's band and in your own band, but as we normally do on Fridays, we're a little more stripped down here in our studio for Moment in Sound. Talk about blues on the acoustic guitar. It seems like maybe they don't go quite as hand-in-hand as the electric guitar. What's your take on that?
You know what, actually, it really, when you play a lot of blues licks, I mean, kind of we're started out being played on acoustic. When you look back at the guys from the 30s and 40s and stuff, and, you know, Robert Johnson and a lot of those older guys, all they had was an acoustic,
sure,
you know. So
sure.
Some of those songs that maybe became more famous by electric artists like Eric Clapton or something, you know, started out as an acoustic song. So I think that they fit a lot more than maybe one would think, for
yeah.
Sure.
Well, let's get you going here. We're so happy to have you in studio again. Cole Allen, living in Rochester, born and raised in Minneapolis, and here tonight to play at Biggs Bar in Sioux Falls tonight and also at the Silver Spur in Fort Pierre tomorrow night. What do you have up first for us?
This is a newer song that I wrote that is going to be off of an acoustic album that hopefully will be coming out sometime later this summer. This one's called The Other Side.
All right.
On the other side, babe. Oh yeah. hard for me to sleep. I must be lost somewhere between the night. And my restless soul can't find its way. Just close my eyes and drift away. Alright. There's nothing left for me to break. I've had my fair share.
Allen on Moment in Sound on SDPB's In the Moment. And again, that song is The Other Side. Should mention too, coleallen.net. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Coleallen.net. So if you'd like to learn more and hear some more music and find some of those concert dates, that is the place to go, coleallen.net. We were visiting just a little bit before that song too about some of the original artists that played blues music on acoustic guitar. Talk about your interest in blues music, you know, from when you first became involved in blues, started to play blues, and who some of the artists were that really tripped your trigger, so to speak.
Well, my foundation really started in rock and roll probably when I was really young. My dad being a guitar player, playing in a lot of different blues and blues rock bands, and you know, I was such a huge fan of bands like Aerosmith and Led Zeppelin and some of those bands from the 70s. And as I got a little bit older, I really started looking into who inspired those guys. And, you know, it's all blues stuff, really, is, you know, any of that, any of the classic rock stuff, you know, it was all influenced by the blues artists, you know, B.B. King and Buddy Guy and all of that. So I, and especially Jimi Hendrix, who I also, he was, you know, a big reason why I first picked up a guitar. And so, yeah, you know, Stevie Ray Vaughan and, I mean, just Elbert Collins and Robert Cray, a lot of those guys really, that's the kind of stuff that I was really into when I first started.
Yeah, even like David Gilmour from Pink Floyd, you know, he always mentions the early blues artists as being an influence too. Robert Cray, he'll be out at Jazz Fest along with you guys later this summer. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, absolutely. We got to open up for Robert Cray a couple times a few years ago and got to meet him and chat with him a little bit, and he was just the nicest guy. And yeah, I mean, he's just an extreme, supreme talent. His voice and his guitar work is just amazing.
Yeah, it was 30 years ago the last time I saw Robert Cray. He opened for Eric Clapton in St. Paul back at the old Civic Center.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be great to have him in Sioux Falls and you as well. Let's go back to tonight's performance. You're at Biggs Bar here in Sioux Falls. Are you That's performing right. solo or with your band?
That'll be with my full band, okay. the Cole Allen Band. Yep.
Talk about your Cole Allen Band and who plays in the band and just a little bit about the music. It's a little bit different than what you do with Cena Earhart.
So. Yeah, it's quite a bit different. We're a kind of a power trio. I have myself on guitar and vocals, and then my bass player is Craig Williams, and on drums is Lane Allen. And, you know, we do a lot of original stuff. It's pretty, I'd say, it's kind of borderline hard rock, and it's pretty heavily influenced by sounds of, like, the Black Crowes and Stone Temple Pilots and definitely Jimi Hendrix and Aerosmith, kind of like I named before. It's but a lot of original stuff, and, it's just kind of high energy, high-powered, you know, rock and roll. It's a lot of fun.
Your bandmates in the Cole Allen Band, are these guys you grew up with or just kind of accumulated along the way?
Yeah, they're guys that Craig, my bass player, him and I started working together when I was in my late teens. We started working together and just kind of never stopped. And then we just started working with Lane, our drummer, last summer, and things just clicked awesome. And yeah, I mean, we've become a pretty tight-knit unit, the three of us.
Neat. Growing up in the Twin Cities, did you get to play out at all when you were younger? How were some of those first experiences playing live?
Yeah, I started playing in the bars around the Twin Cities when I was like 14, 15, so I cut my chops at a pretty young age around town there, and you know, had to get my butt kicked quite a bit by the other guys around town, and you know, it was good for me. It definitely I learned a lot doing that.
It's amazing you get into college and you're trying to find a way to get into bars. It sounds like maybe you become a musician.
Yeah.
I hear so many stories about musicians being in bars before they were of age to train.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you're, of course, in the Cena Earhart Band as well. How long have you known Cena?
Cena and I have known each other for about 5 years. We met, actually, when both of our bands were playing at the a blues festival in downtown Minneapolis, and we became good friends from there, and we started dating, and then I joined her band really a year later after we met. Mm-hmm. So,
and you're married now.
Yeah, now we're married. Yep.
I just learned that today. That was something I didn't even know about. So that's cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Playing blues in the Cena Earhart Band. I mean, I watch your videos, and it just seems like you're on cloud nine when you're playing. And
absolutely,
it allows for some self indulgence too at times, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's cool because when I'm playing with her band, it's so different from when I'm fronting my own band, because I'm it's so much centered around her voice, which she has an amazing voice, and I get to really play a different role by really just focusing more on my guitar playing and making that as tasteful as possible to try to help accent what she's doing. You know, she's so great at what she does. You know. Sometimes you just kind of want to stay out of the way and just listen to what she's doing, you know.
Yeah. As an artist, though, that's got to be kind of where the fun lies, too.
Absolutely.
To find that, getting together, you know, with the other artists on stage. That's got to be where
Absolutely. Yeah. It's really cool to always to collaborate and to see different people's points of view, you know, when you are a player in, you know, something other than what's your own. You know, you get to there's so much more creativity that can happen, you know.
Yeah. Cole Allen is our guest, and again, he performs at Biggs Bar with his band. Biggs Bar is in Sioux Falls, and also tomorrow night in Fort Pier at the Silver Spur. Cole, what do you have next for us here?
I'm going to do a song that was off of my first record. We did a music video for it a while back that you can find on my website. This song's called Let Me Know.
Once again, Cole Allen from our Sioux Falls studio at the University of Sioux Falls. Let Me Know, the name of that song, and really like that one. We actually played that one Monday on our program as a preview to your appearance here today. So yeah, where do you record when you get together with your band?
Kind of all over the place. I mean, there's so many awesome studios just in the Twin Cities area that there's a lot of great studios around there. I recorded my first EP at the Terrarium, recorded at Pound Sound with my buddy Jeremy. I've recently been working on this acoustic album with my friend Andrew Crowley, who owns Organica Studios in St. Paul. So yeah, there's so many cool studios around there.
How about your collection of guitars? Have you amassed a few over the years?
Yeah, I have quite a few for sure. They kind of just keep showing up, or at least that's what I tell my wife. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
I have this guy Mike Delaney, who owns Delaney Guitars out of Texas. He built for me Cole Allen signature custom kind of Stratocaster style guitar that I love. That's a really cool guitar.
Nice. How about acoustically? Do you have a favorite there as well?
I love this Gibson J45 that I'm playing today. This I got last year, and I really love. It's got this cool deep body sound, and then but I have a Taylor 314 that is all beat up that I've been playing for a lot of years. So that's,
Taylors are pretty sweet.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Looks like we just have a few more minutes left. Do you have one more song for us?
Yeah, definitely. I'll do another tune that I did a music video for a while back. This one's called "You Can Have My Heart."
All right, Cole Allen. Thank you. Cole Allen in our University of Sioux Falls studio for Moment and Sound, and You Can Have My Heart. I like the guitar work on that one. It's a little more brooding than some other numbers, but it's very cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, well, we're out of time, Cole. I wish we had more time, but thank you so much for sharing your talents with us and coming in for Moment and Sound. It's been awesome.
Thank you for having me, Steve. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Cole Allen has been our guest for Moment and Sound. See him and his band tonight at Biggs Bar in Sioux Falls and tomorrow night at the Silver Spur in Fort Pierre. He has many more concert listings. Just go to coleallen.net for more information.